The Navajo Nation is being buried in sand. A third of that land is now covered with sand dunes as a result of climate change. Roads, corrals for livestock, even entire homes have been enveloped, creating what President Obama calls climate change refugees. Laurel Morales from member station KJZZ brings us more.
30-foot-tall sand dunes, the color of flower pots, flank the road to the now dry Tulani Lake on the Navajo Nation. At one time, streams flooded the road. Today, it's sand. The community frequently bulldozes the dunes, but they creep back as much as 40 feet a year.
I mean, it's a losing battle, unfortunately.
Margaret Hiza Red Steer points to a dune blowing towards someone's home.
They have to plow the road quite frequently to keep the road open so they can get in and out to their house.
Hiza Red Steer is a research scientist for the U.S. Geological Survey. She's been studying Navajo sand dunes for 15 years.
I'm really worried about Navajo people and concerned for their welfare.
Hiza Red Steer says the current drought combined with increasing temperatures are making it harder and harder to live in these harsh conditions. On this clear spring morning, the sun is already blazing hot.
That's pretty intense, isn't it?
It is.
Hiza Red Steer says the Navajo are not simply victims of something happening hundreds of miles away. Many Navajos work at the largest coal-fired power plant in the West, on the reservation itself. The EPA says such power plants are responsible for almost 30% of the country's carbon dioxide emissions, which contribute to climate change. When you add up sand, the heat, water scarcity, and dust storms you can see from space, you start to hear terms like uninhabitable. That's the word Carletta Chief uses to describe parts of the Navajo Nation. She's a member of the tribe and an assistant professor at the University of Arizona.
People live in these homes and they have to either continually shovel the sand dunes back every time, or I've seen in some cases like in Kienta where they've built barriers.
For the Navajo, the land where you are born is sacred. And generations ago, the federal government allotted each family a parcel, a permanent homeland.
And even to move from one community to the next is nearly impossible because your ancestral land is where your family has lived for many, many years.
Traditional Navajo people subsist off the land. Researcher Margaret Hiza Red Steer says many overgraze their livestock, and that's left the land barren. Without plants to hold the land in place, the sand dunes become mobile. One invasive plant has made matters worse, tumbleweed. Yes, that romantic symbol of the American West is a scourge of the Navajo landscape.
We have these new sprouts of tumbleweed coming up.
Hiza Red Steer plucks a baby tumbleweed out of the sandy ground. She says the tumbleweed, or salsola, chokes out native plants that hold the sand dunes in place.
It's very effective at drawing moisture out of the ground, much more effective than the native plant species. So during a drought, the salsola will get the upper hand simply because it's more efficient at drawing moisture out of the soil.
Then, when the wind blows, the tumbleweed detaches, tumbles, and spreads its many seeds. For NPR News, I'm Laura Morales in Flagstaff.